Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte. Late rally yesterday. Futures started the day up today. What's next? Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. I think really what we saw yesterday was kind of a glove save, if you will, using a little hockey term for the NASDAQ. And we saw a lot of investors come in and buy the dip. So a lot of those stocks had come down 5%, 10%, and some of the other stocks down as much as 25%. And investors took a look at it and said, you know, hey, things are on sale, a little after Christmas selling, and time to buy. Whether that holds, I'm not sure, and that's the big question. We've got Chair Powell coming up in front of Congress today for his confirmation hearing, so we'll get some more stuff on inflation today.
What did you think about the employment report last Friday?
I thought it was okay. You know, it came in a little bit below expectations as far as the number of new people that have gotten jobs. A lot of it was still in services. It was between the time in which Omicron became prevalent, so it may not be as good a reading, but certainly a 3.9 gets us down to the rate that we saw prior to the pandemic. So from that perspective, the Fed's job is done on jobs. We have essentially full employment at this point.
Right. And are the financial advisors now all looking at the inflation rate?
The inflation rate's going to be key because that's going to drive what the Fed's going to do. 2 months ago, I think we were talking about maybe 2 rate hikes this year. Now we're up to 4, and there's some rumblings of 5 rate increases this year. And that's going to change the dynamic for the stock market. Anytime that the Fed starts, not really starts, but when they are in the raising rate cycle, like they will be this year and probably into next, that normally provides an awful lot of headwind to stocks, and it makes it very difficult for stocks to rise. The first couple of increases in rates, not a big deal. But as you get further along, usually the Fed doesn't stop raising rates until something in the economy breaks.
You wrote on your blog that interest rates hold the key to not only the equity markets, but also determine the returns of the bond market as well. Can you explain a little bit on that?
Yeah. You know, when interest rates rise, I mean, realize that interest rates and the value of your bond portfolio is a teeter-totter. So as interest rates go up, the value of your bonds goes down. And when interest rates go down, the value of your bonds goes up. So as interest rates rise and continue to rise for a lot of investors that are invested in bond mutual funds, they're going to see those values decline. And in a lot of cases, the decline is going to be greater than the income that's being generated. So over the course of, say, 12 months or so, they may see a negative return from their bond portfolio, which is unusual. We haven't really seen that since the peak in the interest rate cycle is in 1985. So we've had a couple years since 1985 where interest rates have actually gone up and have a negative return from the bond market. But for the most part, the last 40 years have been a one-way market for the interest rate.
We talked about this a little last week. It seems that diversification, which used to be the key word you'd hear from guys like you, that's now a bad word for investors.
It has been the last couple of years because, you know, if you look at the S&P 500, the S&P 500 has been the dominant index. It's beaten everything. And as you look at the S&P 500, it's really come from technology. Microsoft alone accounted for 10% of the return of the S&P 500 index last year. So if you avoided the big tech names, your performance wasn't all that good in the last couple of years. Going forward, we think that's going to change, where investors are going to start taking a look at small cap, international, emerging markets, and maybe value stocks as well. So we think that diversification, although it's been a four-letter word, I think it's going to be a much better way to look at the markets going forward, and I think investors are going to be well-served to have a diversified portfolio.
You've written that volatility is likely to return in this year, along with a potential changing of the guard between large growth and value. Talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a little bit along the lines of diversification. Growth has gotten to be so far ahead of value. There is a reversion to the mean that occurs over long periods of time, and growth has gotten so far ahead that a reversion to the mean over the next 10 years means that value will probably outperform growth. But as that changes, investors are not sure they really want to sell their Apple or Microsoft and buy some of those mundane companies like Kimberly-Clark or Hershey Foods. And so you're going to see those day-to-day volatilities, very similar to what we've seen the last couple of days. The NASDAQ yesterday was down 2.5%, finished the day unchanged, and is up a little bit today. So investors are going to get really kind of whipsawed with the markets here, and it's going to make a lot of sense to stay the course and maintain that diversified portfolio and not get caught up into the day-to-day market swings, which will drive you crazy.
And if some of the medical experts are right and Omicron is going to leave us as fast as it got here, how is that going to affect markets?
I think it's going to be a big positive. I mean, that's one of the things that's been kind of holding back a lot of the growth, certainly in the service sector. I mean, that's where the rubber really meets the road with the virus. And so I think when we get to that point, you're going to be able to go out on cruises again. You'll be able to go to the movie theater, the restaurants and stuff, and feel comfortable about doing it, whereas you might not yet feel that comfortable given the fact that everybody and their brother, we know 20 people that have had the Omicron virus in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I know when we talked to Dean Richards about entertainment news and he tells us about celebrities who have the virus, it would be easier now to just talk about the people who don't. It would be a much shorter list, I think.
It's, absolutely.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Stay healthy, Paul. And you know what? You hear somebody coughing these days, you just run for the hills. So please explain that you don't have the virus.
I'm trying to stifle my cough now.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.